Amen. What a story this morning from the Gospels. If you have read the Gospels, even on the surface, you will have noticed that the Pharisees were not allies of Jesus, nor were they worried about him at all. On the contrary, the writers of the Gospels present them as contradictory characters, full of malice and hypocrisy. Herod Antipas had already killed John the Baptist, even against his will. But the writer of Luke doesn't give us a specific reason why Antipas wanted to kill Jesus, as the Pharisees claimed. In fact, when they finally met Jesus in Jerusalem, during the trial of Jesus, almost absurd scenes evolve. First, Antipas is said to be exceedingly glad to see Jesus, since for a long time he had hoped to see him perform a miracle. But he doesn't kill him. He sent him back to Pontius Pilate. So the intentions of the Pharisees are not entirely clear. But we are sure of something. They were using the factor fear to control, or trying to control, Jesus. But for the first time in this book, in this gospel, Jesus called himself a prophet. A prophet who does things and goes frontal, speaking in the name of God. Tyrants can only stay in power as long as their system of fear and intimidation works. From his position as a prophet, Jesus sends a message to the Roman Empire, represented by Herod Antipas, and to the Jewish religious system, represented by Jerusalem and its temple. Jesus calls Herod Antipas fox. And if you were looking for a verse from the Bible that support your unwillingness to watch that cable network, this is it. Jesus called the representative of the empire that fox. According to certain parts of the Babylonian Talmud, the use of the term fox refers not only to a depraved morality, but also to the despicable rulers who are descendants of despicable rulers. Jesus was questioning Herod Antipas' leadership and his moral status. On the other hand, Jesus calls Jerusalem the city that kills the prophets and stones who are sent to them, to it. What a miserable way to describe a place. For Jesus, Jerusalem is an hostile site full of fanaticism and death, precisely towards where he himself is heading at. For Jesus, Jerusalem, although it has the most beautiful religious temple built by Rome, was spiritually empty and dead. Jerusalem became a worse place than Sodom and Gomorrah, where hospitality ceased to be and the fanaticism of the temple had blinded them. Jesus had identified a list of things that had turned Jerusalem into a city disapproved by God. What is the list of things Jesus will say today to the United States? Today, there are several unpleasant foxes to whom we must send a message. Send a message to those foxes to whom we must tell them that here in Chapel Hill, we continue extending our hand to immigrants We continue building a sanctuary, a safe space for those persecuted by this evil immigration system. Send a message to those foxes to whom we must tell them that we are supporting any initiative for the control of firearms. It is inconceivable that minorities continue to be victims of racism by a group that uses a system that legally allows them to acquire firearms to perpetuate internal terrorism. Send a message to those foxes that here in Chapel Hill we are still denouncing the social imposition of white supremacy. Tell those foxes that here in Chapel Hill we're seriously thinking and doing something about climate change and its effects on the planet. Tell them that here we are still fighting against poverty, discrimination, and abuse. Send a message to those foxes that we continue empowering people's goodness while they continue protecting the corruption of some. That here we remain committed to the truth while they are shooting at us with lies every day. To the religious fanatics of Jerusalem, Jesus shows them their incongruent reality with their faith. He tells them that they have normalized the crime and death of the prophet in the name of God. Jesus denounced a type of religion that is not in line with their values, that have lost respect for human dignity. And what is worse, they have taken the place of the God they have built for themselves, a radically punishing God. Jesus was an outsider, a prophet, and he's heading to Jerusalem to morally and spiritually implode the city. All the system from within. Jesus, as a prophet, understood Jerusalem as that poisoning mixture between power, corruption, and fanaticism. But for Jerusalem, the prophets became fake news. Any society or system of government that has lost tolerance for disagreement and disqualify everything that arises, pointing out its spiritual, moral, and ethical deficiencies, is condemned to self-destruction. The shameful and the wrong side of human history, including the history of the Christian church, was written in the context of that poisoning mixture of power, fanaticism, and corruption. The astronomer Carl Sagan summarized it in this way. He said, sooner or later, this fuel mixture of ignorance and power is going to blow up in our faces. Today, from the border, Jesus will say, America, America, you who separate families, who exploit the vulnerable, who keep poor whom you have abused, who allow racism and discrimination and eliminate those who point out your faults, how often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And you were not willing. The gospel this morning invites us to walk with Jesus to our own Jerusalem, that Jerusalem that has lost the moral compass and is turned between its identity and the infamous proposal of those who are current in power. We can stay outside and do nothing, play safe, and pretend that everything is the same and nothing will change. Or we can take seriously the message of Christ, following his footsteps, do what needs to be done regardless of the opposition or the approval of others. Going to Jerusalem for Jesus means death, but also the opportunity to make good prevail, to embarrass evil, and to spread hope among all of his followers. Today, we leave this place with an invitation from Jesus. Go to our own symbolic Jerusalem, walking side by side with Jesus, or remain as spectators doing nothing. Going to Jerusalem means affirming that God is not in the side of injustice. Going to Jerusalem means that the final chapter of the story of Jesus is not him hanging on the cross. On the contrary, his final chapter are the voices of the protesters who have renounced to recognize Caesar and his empire, to subversively declare the kingdom of God and his prophet Jesus, saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Amen.